And another nice city in East Tennessee, not far from there, getting into Tennessee now, near Gatlinburg, is called the Big City.
Nashville?
No, on the other side, close to Harriman and all.
Oak Ridge.
This one's close to Oak Ridge, and it's even bigger. Start to the K. UT, University of Tennessee's there.
Knoxville.
Pardon?
Knoxville.
All right, and then moving on into Middle Tennessee, where I'm from, would be
Nashville.
And of course, coming this way toward Georgia, we have to go through what little where Lookout Mountain and all, you know?
Chattanooga.
That's right. What would be the biggest city in West Tennessee? I think you went there one time to visit. You drove through and you saw Elvis Presley's home.
Memphis.
Right. What would be the capital of Georgia?
Atlanta.
And a nice seaport city in Georgia. I think you may have visited there. It starts with an S.
Savannah.
Right. Then there's a town south of Georgia. If you go south of Atlanta, it starts with an M, and it's called Fort Benning is near that
place. Macon.
Uh-huh. And what would you call the city right in the middle of Georgia, and right across it's Phenix City, Alabama? It's close to Little White House. Starts with a C. The guy also was supposed to have discovered America.
Columbus.
Right. The big city in Louisiana known for Mardi Gras.
New Orleans.
And the capital of Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
You know your geography better than I do, Daisy. A couple of big cities in Louisiana besides the ones you just mentioned might be what?
Shreveport.
Uh-huh.
And Lake Charles.
All right.
And Houston. No, Houston's in Texas.
Yeah. That's pretty good right there. What would be a big city in southern Ohio? It starts with a C.
One city in Ohio is Columbus.
All right, another one. Starts with a C. They have the Reds there and the Bengals. They play their games there. And it's also kind of like when you do something bad, they used to refer to that term in the Bible. It's S-I-N. It's pronounced...
Cincinnati.
What?
Cincinnati.
Right. And the big city in Kentucky is?
Louisville.
Right? Now, let's talk about some countries for a minute. Let's get out of the United States.
Now you've lost me.
Well, maybe not. One of our supposedly big enemies for years and years and years has been...
Germany.
All right. And one that starts with an R.
Right.
And over in Europe, there are a group of people who are supposed to be great lovers, and they're from...
Japan.
Well, no, not exactly. Let's move a little bit closer in. It starts with an F.
France.
There you go. And if you get over to England, you also have a group of people. You have England, and you have another country, and it starts with an I.
Ireland.
Right. Okay. Can you think of any other European countries that you've heard of?
Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And off of the eyes at home, I could.
Okay, you're not at home, and it's kind of hard, isn't it? How far would you say it is from here to Riverdale?
5 miles.
Okay. If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to, you'd say, I don't know.
I might.
Or you might say, I don't know if.
I can or not.
You have a very sick friend, and he is not likely to get any better. If somebody asks you how he's coming along, you'd say, well, it seems... as though he'll never
make it.
Or how would you say that? Put it all together. It seems...
as though he'll never make it.
Okay. If you had a really serious headache, you might say to someone, I what? I feel... how?
I feel bad. I have a terrible headache.
All right, and you're talking about your head. You might say, I feel... what word would you use?